Blog Talk Radio.
West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, Dirty South, worldwide, nigga. Black and brown power, you know how it's going down. Jip, come on. Ain't nothing but that revolutionary shit pumping in my blood, nigga. Ain't no Kool-Aid in me. Yo, yo, this shit is OG. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. Original Garvey, nigga. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. Original Garvey, nigga. What is a gang? A gang is an organization, a formulation of riders with a common foundation, a nation, a tribe, unified by a common creed, dedicated, ready to bleed for what they believe. Hard like the mafia, but smart like Malcolm. Only truths in the circle. Squares unwelcome. It's a comrade kinship, family friendship. When it's on, niggas swarming an instant on instant, coordinating in sync with each other. Same color chain link with your brother, like in the hull of the slave ship. I let my bandana drip for the blood in my vein. For every trip, we all one and the same. The daily struggle is the common bond we have. The police is the slob and the crab, the mob with a badge. They hate to see a squad of soldiers gang up. How the bishops, disciples, and cobras came up. We turning this game up on you wimp ass busters on the system. You got to be a pimp slash hustler. And to the new G's, they carry on the legacy. Show respect to the OGs, cause that's your history. The Sonny Carsons, Bunchy Carlers, and Slawsons. Revolutionaries, but G'd in proportion. From the seed to the coffin, putting in work, paying dues for the cause, staying true to the law. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. Original Garvey, nigga. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. Original Garvey, nigga.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You sumbitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. This is your brother, the soldier in arms, comrade in battle. This is Sean Kwali. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hells and the smells of North America. As always, I count this a privilege. It is a joy. It is an honor to be able to talk to you from this platform, this bold revolutionary radio broadcast that has been going strong for quite some time now, here in the hells of North America, Black Power Radio. Of course, the official broadcast of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, not brought to you by Colgate, not brought to you by Bud Light, but brought to you by some real revolutionary strugglers and freedom fighters. We're happy to be here with you on another Wednesday night edition. Of course, that survival hour, that Black Power hour, that get ready or be dead type time. Open it up in the name of the black God, the God of our forefathers and foremothers, the African God that answers to many different names. Some parts of Africa, of course, you hear Ukulukulu. Some parts of Africa, you hear Yemenya. Some parts of Africa, you hear Obatchala. Some parts of Africa, you hear Oshun or Ogun.
Some parts you hear Asah, and that female is a Set. Some parts you hear Allah, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some say Lord God Almighty, and some just stick one finger up in the air. But however you give praise to that black God, that God from which the black man and the black woman come from, and that God, that creator, that divine regenerative force in which we're made in the image and likeness of, we give thanks to that mighty supreme being and beings, because we know and we're taught that you can't have the God without the Goddess. And so we give thanks to the Elohims and those who have spread many nations across this planet, and those who have come up and became our ancestors, the kings and queens and the rulers who ruled 196,940,000 square miles from right there in our throne, in our home base, Mother Africa. We're thankful for the real rulers, the real civilizers, the real governors, the real presidents. We're thankful to those who gave alchemy to the world and chemistry to the world, and those who gave science and mathematics to the world, the black man and black woman, the mothers and fathers of civilization. We give thanks for all the freedom fighters, all the strugglers, all the revolutionaries from the east to the west, the queens and the kings. Thankful for those that when they were brought on a westerly course by a slave trader named Sir John Hawkins in 1555, we are thankful that they were able to resist and able to fight back and mount a worthy offensive. Men like the Reverend Nat Turner, those like Denmark Vesey, those like Toussaint Louverture and Buchmann, those like Harriet Tubman and Sister Sojourner Truth, those like Sister Freddie Lou Hamer, and those who knew what time it was and wasn't tripping but knew that it was time to organize, we give thanks. But we're Panthers, and so we have to thank every Panther regiment, those who started in the Deep South in Lowndes County, Alabama, those who started with the great warrior, legend, the Honorable Kwame Ture, formerly Stokely Carmichael, who championed the cry of black power in North America, in the United States of America, him and Mukasa Ricks, him and Bob Brown, who came and told you to put your fist up in the air. And that when you saw a black man or a black woman anywhere in the hills of North America, anywhere in this country, with their fist high in the air, you would already know that that black man and that black woman was on the same black power path as you. Hell, the Masons give symbols. The white Freemasons give symbols. They do it with the Shriners in the Lodge. You got even presidents and others, they giving symbols, but they got it from the black man and the black woman. And so when you see that black fist in the air, you give a black power salute back to your brother and your sister, even without opening your mouth, and say black power. And this is Black Power Radio. We give thanks for Minister and Dr. Huey P. Newton and the Black Panther Party of the 1960s and 70s. We give thanks to the Black Liberation Army and those who, when J. Edgar Hoover attacked the Black Panthers for freedom, for feeding black children, for taking care of the wounded and those who had disease with hospital and free ambulance, for putting shoes on our people's feet, when J. Edgar Hoover called that criminal and called that the greatest internal threat to the security of the United States of America, and assaulted the Black Panthers with COINTELPRO or counterintelligence, you had brothers and sisters who took a revolutionary militant stance and went underground and began to fight back against the illegal framework and tactics against the United States government and police departments all across the country. And they formed what was called the Black Liberation Army. It was the Black Liberation Army that got Sister Queen Asada Shakur out of the enemy's grip and out of the enemy's clutch. And she sits safely and securely in Cuba right now because a Black Liberation Army formed and snatched our sister from the hands of a blue-eyed, cold-blooded her up and shot them down and shot her comrades down. And so we're thankful to the BLA and thankful to those who continue to fight underground today and thankful for those who still try to hold the line today in the name of the Panthers. But unfortunately, some wanted to water down the Black Panther stance. Some no longer wanted to be the sons and daughters of Minister Malcolm X. They didn't want to take a black nationalist stance and program and platform that said black power to black people, that we had to control the economics of our community. Minister Malcolm X taught we had to control the politics of our community. He taught that we had to control the every aspect of our community, which made it black nationalism. That's what it's called. They didn't want to do that in the Panther Party. Some wanted to water it down. Some wanted to sleep with white cracker women. Wanted to sleep with Jane Fonda. You wanted to sleep with other white actresses and get paid like pimps and prostitutes. And so the Black Panthers fell victim to white hype and integration and began to water down the original platform and the original teaching. And so as it says in the book, it says all things become new. And so we have to give thanks even though we give them honor, those who are still holding the line. We give them thanks. We have to give thanks for an upstart that began in 1989. At the assassination of Minister and Dr. Huey P. Newton, who was killed in what they say was a drug bust gone bad, which we know was a lie. We know Minister and Dr. Huey P. Newton was assassinated. And so on his assassination, there was a young man who began after being inspired by another Panther, a former Panther, named Michael McGee, who was a former Black Panther member, and he began to organize in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with a group called the Black Panther Militia. We're thankful that he inspired others to pick the banner back up. There was another who did it called Ann Michaels. He began in Dallas, Texas in 1989, and in 1989, he formed this organization, started this organization, and pushed this organization. But there was one man who organized as a former Supreme Captain of the Nation of Islam, former national spokesman of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, former minister, former captain, former ranking lieutenant in the army of General Idi Amin Dada. He's a man who we know as the truth terrorist. He is called the Black History Hitman. He is called the Revolutionary Roughneck. He's called the Lie Killer, the Urban Guerrilla. We're talking about the Black Power General and the brother who spread this mission from point A to point B all over the planet. Talking about the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And unfortunately, we lost him in 2001. But as they say in our mother continent in Africa, the struggle continues. A luta continua. The struggle continues. And so even though we lost him in 2001, he prepared many, and he prepared one especially to take charge of his post and all black nation property in view. We're talking about a brother who had rolled with the Black Power General since the late 80s and been shaped and fashioned by many of our greats. And it's showing and is manifested today in the way this brother moves, his acumen, his intelligence, and the way he's able to get around these enemies. A brother who was voted Young Lawyer of the Year, founder of Black Lawyers for Justice, a black man who is now the national chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. I'm talking about the attorney at war and a man who I'm happy and proud and must represent to you properly as his spokesman. I'm talking about Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and it is in their names I welcome you, and I say peace. Assalamu alaikum, Black Power, Hotep, Shalom, Free the Land, Black Laws for All Black People. We say praise the Lord, but pass that ammunition. Welcome to another edition of Black Power Radio, and of course, we won't be too long, but we most definitely will be strong. Tonight, we're talking about black teen unemployment and police brutality. Black teen unemployment versus police brutality. Does the unemployment rates of black teens, the staggering unemployment rates of black teens, does that have anything to do with police brutality and the way that our young black males in particular and young black females and males in general, the way they are targeted on a daily and consistent basis throughout every city in America? If you're young and you're black, you're under attack. But we're not going to just give you a slogan. We're not just going to shout some stuff to you. We're going to give you some facts tonight. I'm going to be joined by the Deputy National Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Sister Queen Commander Nadia Asada Shakur, who will be talking about another incident of a young black male whose life was snuffed out, whose body was shot up, another family who is mourning and grieving tonight because a brute beast, buck wild, rabid, bloodthirsty police force is desirous to take black life, and in particular, young black life. We're going to talk tonight and see if it is systematic. We're going to show you, in fact, that it is systematic, and that these brute beast, buck wild police, they're not doing this by accident. They're not doing this because somebody didn't have their hands up high enough. They're doing this because it is in the protocol to eliminate the young black male. The young black male is public enemy number one. Public enemy number one. The design of the system is to eliminate the young black male and to leave the black female alone and widowed to have to fend for herself, to make him mentally weak and to dehumanize him and to separate him from the black family and black community and make him unable to be a defender of his people and his community. We're going to talk about it tonight on Black Power Radio. We're going to talk about the unemployment rates. We're going to show you how both of these parties, Democratic and Republican, are both championing the abuse of your sons and your daughters, and there's no intervention. And I dare any one of you to try to challenge these facts tonight, because if you look at the condition of your city, I can go to any city in America and show you the same thing that's happening in one spot is happening in another spot. Let me go right to our sister before we even get too fired up, before I even get too far into it, and bring on the Black Power Radio. Our Deputy National Field Marshal is going to share her words with you, her opening remarks with you as we get right into it. She's going to tell you the story, some of the things that's going on, and then we'll come back with the black facts to show you without a shadow of a doubt that the young black male and black female is under attack. Let's welcome to Black Power Radio our Deputy National Field Marshal, Sister Nadia Shakur. Black Power, and welcome to the show.
Black Power family. Thank you for having me on, Brother National Spokesman Sean Kwali. It is very unfortunate that I have to come on and speak about a piece that is flying below the radar right now. And it has me genuinely incensed, Brother Conrad. And the reason why it has me incensed is because it is another blaring reality of the attack on black youth down here in the South and across the hills and smells of North America. The situation that I'm speaking on is the blatant cover-up of the murder of 17-year-old Kendrick Johnson down in Lowndes County, which is the county of Valdosta, Georgia. Now, the situation at hand is this brother was found wrapped inside of a wrestling mat in his high school gymnasium. This is after he has been missing from not coming home from school that Thursday. This brother was found dead inside of a wrestling mat by his high school classmates Friday morning before second period when they unrolled the wrestling mats in the gymnasium. Now, 3 months later, the coroner has not released the autopsy report, nor has the GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, gone into any further investigation into the means of death of 17-year-old Kendrick Johnson. Now, the family has reached out and gotten support from the community, but They have recently been arrested. 5 days ago, Kendrick Johnson's mother and father were arrested for protesting with the community in front of the Lowndes County Courthouse. Now, the sheriff and the Lowndes County Sheriff's Department were in charge of the original investigation. Now, everybody knows that when a death has occurred on a school premises, the coroner must immediately be called in to conduct a crime scene investigation. This isn't anything that we picked up from an episode of CSI, Conrad. This is law. This is the facts. Now, this is not what happened in the case of Kendrick Johnson. Actually, the opposite happened in the case of Kendrick Johnson. The coroner was not called to the high school for 8 hours after Kendrick Johnson's body was found on the premises, sir. This right there is the first fact in gross incompetence in during the investigation into this young man's death. The school did not allow the release of the body to the brother's parents, so they did not get a chance to formally they did not get a chance to identify the body of their son for several days. Now, if anyone has been online or seen the news coverage of the pictures that are circulating, which his family allowed to be released so they can prove the fact against the sheriff, which is his name is Sheriff Chris Pine of Lowndes County, Georgia, he released a statement saying that there is no foul play involved in the situation. The initial autopsy report done by the sheriff's office said that there were no injuries circumstantially connected to cause of death. He concluded that the death of 17-year-old Kendrick Johnson was an accident. Now, Conrad, let's just be logical here, and let's use our thinking caps for a minute, Black Nation. You're telling me that a 17-year-old, 160-pound man-child, rolled himself into a 2-inch soft wrestling mat, then suffocated to death. The official statement the sheriff's office released in the cause of death was that he was upside down in the wrestling mat, so his brain hemorrhaged from amount of blood flowing to the top of his head. Now, Conrad, if we're going to go ahead and have a CSI moment, if a person dies from a brain hemorrhage from blood flowing to their head, the injuries would be substantial to the bruises of a face of a person that has their eyes swollen. Their face would have dark purple bruises, and it would be very visual. You could tell the difference between a person who dies from a brain hemorrhage and a person who has died from their face being beaten in, which are comprehensive to the pictures which the family has released. This brother's face was disfigured. This brother's face was disfigured and mutilated to the point where his parents could not allow to have an open casket for their son. Now, you're telling me a person whose face is disfigured died from their brain hemorrhaging? I don't think so, sir. So right now, the new Black Panther Party is standing behind the Johnson family, and we're demanding justice in the name of Kendrick Johnson and all the other victims of war on the Black youth. Now, they want to say that this isn't a case of racism, Conrad. Well, in this instance, we don't know who killed Brother Kendrick Johnson. But what we do know for a fact is the racist police department in Lowndes County, Valdosta, Georgia, has actively covered up the situation, and the Lowndes County High School is aiding and abetting in this cover-up. So it's not a case of racism. It's a case of institutionalized racism. And we demand justice in the name of Kendrick Johnson, or the sky is the motherfucking limit.
Man, brothers and sisters, you're hearing it first right now on Black Power Radio. This is breaking news. I know that many of us are not aware. This is unfortunate, but many of us are not aware of what Sister Nadia Shakur is talking about right now. But she's talking about a black man, another young black male named Kendrick Johnson, who has been killed, dead, gone, never to be seen again by his family. He was found rolled up in a mat. This is Lowndes High School, and this is the department in question is the Valdosta Police Department. The Valdosta Police Department. This incident, they say, happened on January the 10th of this year, and we're already in May. This is May 1st. We're live on the air. And since black male football player from Valdosta, Georgia, who attended Lowndes High School. This, Cincinnati has told you, this brother was found rolled up in a wrestling mat in the school's gym. Now, let's just, Cincinnati, talk about that a little more. Rolled up in the mat, you say?
Yes, sir. He was found upside down, rolled inside of a mat, which was under other wrestling mats. When the students got ready to start their gym before second period, they were unrolling the wrestling mats to lay them out on the floor, and that is when the young man's body came out. Now, the official story that the sheriff told the parents is that because they found a shoe in the area of the mats, Kendrick Johnson reached into the wrestling mat to retrieve his shoe, somehow slipped down inside the wrestling mat and was unable to get himself out, hence him dying from blood rushing to the top of his head and hemorrhaging. Now, comrade, Kendrick's father has went out and actively seeks to disclaim this statement by taking pictures of himself with the same exact wrestling mats rolled in the same exact manner, and he tried to stick himself in this mat, and several other people stuck themselves in these mats, and it is scientifically, mathematically impossible for a human body to have fell inside of a rolled wrestling mat and then suffocated. There is no way possible this happened, comrade. And then he was found without his clothes. So the whole entire story that they've told to the parents is the most ludicrous statement that I've ever heard in my life. No logical parent, no loving parent would accept this false claim of reality by the school investigators and the sheriff department. Now, originally, Sheriff Pine released a statement saying that there was no foul play and none of the injuries that they found were concurrent to the cause of death. Well, just this last month, on April 9th, after several protests downtown Valdosta with over 500 residents and students of Lowndes High School, this same Sheriff Chris Prime came back and said there is absolutely no way what they said happened here. Now, who is they? Because they is your department, because you're the one who originally released this statement, sir. So if you come back now after protests and pressure has been put on the establishment by the people of Georgia, now he is coming back and saying that there is absolutely no way possible that what they said happened. And this is an official statement that he released to the Valdosta newspapers. He also said that no family should have to deal with this lack of investigation. The same lack of investigation that was done by your department, sir. This is a pattern. This is a pattern of police cover-up. This is a pattern of institutionalized discrimination against our youth, and we've all tallied up the scores. The weight of black life in this society is as light as a feather. The scores of black death are tallying up, and the black man is in the crosshairs. Now, we have no idea the actual cause of the death of Kendrick Johnson, but we do know that somebody intended to cause bodily harm to this young man, and they succeeded because he is now deceased. And this is running concurrent with several other deaths of youth down in the South. This happened also during the time period where we now have that devil George Zimmerman down in Florida no longer able to use the Stand Your Ground law. So what are we really talking about here, comrade? What are we really going to do? We have a protest scheduled this Saturday back down in Valdosta. I'll give everyone the address so we can get more community support, but I will be totally honest with you, comrade. Even though I will be attending this protest to show support to the family and represent the new Black Panther Party, I myself believe for a fact that protesting will only do one thing, and that's put pressure on the injustice system. What really needs to be done is a community band together for survival, black survival. We have learned by now that the schools are not a safe premises for our children. The schools are just another place for our children to be guarded into small places to be attacked and destroyed. We cannot allow the enemy to protect and teach our babies. It's time for the community to protect and teach our babies, because this is another blurring fact to the terrorism that our people are facing. When they go to schools, on the way home from schools, while they're going to the churches praying to the white gods, our children are dying. And I swear to God, comrade, we can do another protest till our goddamn arms fall off from these signs. But until our community bands together with a unified effort of this black movement, and I'm not talking about all the different alphabets and whatever color or jackets you wear, whatever organization or vehicle you ride in, I'm talking about a unified effort to protect and truly organize our community for black survival. Our babies are not safe in their schools and nowhere else. And goddammit, the new Black Panther Party is standing up, and we're going to do something outside of just protesting. It's time for the Ministry of Defense to show our face.
Brother Kendrick Johnson, I want you all to remember that name. Remember that name, Kendrick Johnson. For those of you who are listening, we're thankful that you're tuned in. We want you to take this very seriously. Take it very serious. Ask yourself, what if this was your son? What if your son's name was Kendrick Johnson? How would you feel? How would you move? How would you think? How would you act? What would you do if you were the family in this situation and your son's body was found rolled up in a wrestling mat, and they told you the way that he died was he was reaching for a shoe? Reaching for a shoe. Picture flying around on Instagram, and his face beaten, they say, severely, almost unrecognizable. Beaten severely, almost really unrecognizable. Deformed, the word is used.
Mm-hmm.
Deformed. Beat his face till it was deformed, but they told you, and remember, this is your son. They told you he died reaching for a shoe, reaching for the shoe, and the blood rushed to his head. Somebody has beat this young man to death.
Right.
And the sheriff is telling you there's no foul play. Now remember, I want everyone on Black Power Radio to remember the words of George Zimmerman when Zimmerman hunted down another young black male, a young, beautiful, shining prince, Trayvon Martin. And that Zimmerman attitude was, these MFers always get away. And he put in his mind that Trayvon was a criminal and that Trayvon was something to be dealt with, and so he stalked him down. Now, is this what happened to Brother Kendrick Johnson? Did some forces stalk him down at Lowndes High School? Or was there some police misconduct? See, these are the questions that we're going to have to ask and that the new Black Panther Party is asking. Was there police misconduct, or did some racist forces hunt him down in the school? We don't know what the hell happened. All we know is another young black male is dead and wrapped up in a wrestling mat. Wrapped up in a wrestling mat. Y'all need to think about this as we talk about black teen unemployment and police brutality. A young man who was a rising football star, football player. Young man who had things lined up for him. A young man who, by all accounts that I've read so far, was a good individual. A good individual. But you got this attitude out there. This Zimmerman mania, this Zimmermaniac out here that is hunting down young black males. Now, somebody got to ask some questions, and somebody got to answer some questions, because the sheriff has already said there's no foul play. Man beat, blunt force trauma to the head and body. No foul play in Lowndes High School. Go ahead, Sister Nadia.
Yes, sir. Now, what the family is calling for right now is a federal investigation. Now, the feds are saying that they can't come in until the final lab report is done from the crime lab. Now, check this out. The GBI has held up the final lab report for the last few weeks, and we believe they're holding this up until the end of the school year because historically we know the students have always sparked black liberation movements here and abroad, comrade, and the students of Loudoun County are awake. The sleeping giant of the youth in Loudoun County and Valdosta, Georgia are awake, and they have been protesting in mass. I mean hundreds, 200, 500, 700 groups and numbers of students have been walking out and protesting constantly. So the GBI knows that if they withhold this until after the school year, that it would throw off the mobilization of the students. Now, even though the final lab report is off, the family has advocated for a coroner's inquest. This inquest will put pressure on the district, the Southern Judicial District, and the Sheriff's Department. But now, Pete Gay, a coroner's inquest cannot be done until the GBI releases their final lab report. Hence, we go back to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation holding up this investigation, which puts further blame on them from incompetence and a gross disrespect and misuse of justice in the name of Kendrick Johnson. So what the New Black Panther Party is asking for now is continued support to the Johnson family and to aid us in our continued efforts to not only protest but put further pressure on the judicial system to put inquiry into the death of Kendrick Johnson. Because at this time, we don't know how this man was killed. That is the answers that we need at this time. We have a protest scheduled for this Saturday down in Valdosta, Georgia. For all those who are listening who want to be involved in this massive protest, the site and location address to the protest is the Academy of Excellence. The Academy of Excellence, 1619 North Lee Street, Valdosta. I'll repeat. The Academy of Excellence, 1619 North Lee Street, Valdosta, Georgia. This is the site of the rally this Saturday, and we will be rallying for as long as it needs to show support to the family. But at the same time, words cannot explain the amount of distress the people are going through right now. I spent the last few days watching YouTube videos of what the students have put up, and it would bring tears to your eyes, comrade. These children were so close. This wasn't a brother who was bullying people on the campus. This wasn't a brother who was smoking joints and selling dope around the corner at the school bus stop. Kendrick Johnson was a friend. He was a big brother to these students. He was a star athlete, and just a week before he was murdered, he was sitting inside a McDonald's with a group of students working on homework and talking about what he wanted to do when he grew up and his aspirations for playing football for the Gators in Florida State. So when I tell you, comrade, that this has really shaken the city of Valdosta, Georgia, I mean it has done something to the hearts and minds of black people down there. And this isn't something that's new. The history of Valdosta, Georgia, Brooks and Lowndes County in Georgia is a history of violence. They have been attacking the black men and women down here for hundreds of years. When I did the research specifically on Lowndes County, I found that it is the site of one of the biggest massacres of black people in the history of the South after the so-called Emancipation Proclamation. In 1918, a black man killed a white plantation owner because he repeatedly beat him. Now, this is 1918, so we're not talking about a plantation where we have chattel slaves. How this man ran his plantation is he would bail black inmates out of jail, and he would make them work on his plantation to pay him back for that bail money. Well, in this instance, because he repeatedly beat and raped on the people on the plantation, he was shot to death, and his wife was shot in the home. This ensued a mass mob, a lynch mob, down in Valdosta, Georgia, of over 600 white males and women. They went from house to house, pulling out black families and beating them. 11 black people were lynched. murdered, burned alive in 1918 in Lowndes County. And the lynch mob was led by the Lowndes County Sheriff's Department. One of the saddest things about this situation is a 20-year-old pregnant black girl was drugged out of her home, hung from her ankles by the Lowndes County lynch mob and Sheriff's Department. She was 6 months pregnant. They cut her stomach open and crushed her baby to death and then burned her alive. This is Lowndes County, Valdosta, Georgia, I'm talking about, comrade. And this is the history of the attack on black people in the state of Georgia. This is all the more reason why our people must be taught and trained in black survival, because this is not a game, comrade. And this is all the more reason for why we demand justice for Kendra Johnson, because those 11 victims of white supremacy and black genocide by the hands of white devils, they never received justice. So we demand justice in the name of 17-year-old Kendra Johnson, or like I said before, comrade, the sky is the limit, sir.
Brothers and sisters, this is serious. This is absolutely serious. And the thing is that Georgia, period, is going to have to stand up, especially there in Atlanta. Atlanta, Augusta, Columbus, Savannah, Macon, you're going to have to stand up. Atlanta, I know, just statistically coming in on the facts, you come in at right about 1,707,913 black population in Atlanta alone. There's enough of you in Atlanta alone to organize, to bring justice for Brother Kendrick Johnson, not to mention Augusta, not to mention Columbus or Savannah, Macon, or other areas. There's enough there to do this for our brother, but Brother Kendrick Johnson. Now, the thing I'm asking here is I'm asking we don't take this lightly. For those of you who's listening who say, well, yeah, that's just Georgia. No, this is happening all around the country. This is not even made national media yet. It's not in the national media like Trayvon was. This is something that's being swept and kept low in Black Power Radio, the new Black Panther Party, and just a few dedicated brothers and sisters are breaking this to you. For Brother Kendrick Johnson rolled up in a mat, and I'm going to take your calls too, because I want you all to get in on this conversation, and I know that you are frustrated and disappointed and even angry, as you should be. We're going to talk about how to solve this, but I want to say that in Georgia, there's enough of you population-wise, and there's enough educated, and there's enough that are employed. If you're worried about some finances, you can put this thing together. You can put it together. Or will you let him snicker and laugh, and will you let the sheriff snicker and laugh and walk away like they tried to do Trayvon Martin, until the new Black Panther Party said, hell no, put a legal citizen's arrest out for George Zimmerman. And if this is what we have to do, if we get those who are found guilty, but the police there in Georgia, in Lowndes, and the police there, the Valdosta police, if you will not uphold your own law, then the people are duty-bound. The people are duty-bound to secure justice for Kendrick Johnson. And we will comb every inch of the law to bring justice for Kendrick Johnson. Every law on the books that are there, we will use to bring justice for his family. His family under threat right now. And his family, Sister Nadia says, arrested right now. What are they arrested for, Sister?
They're arrested for obstruction and interfering with a judicial process on government property. They've been released out on bail, but this is just showing the disrespect of the injustice system down here. They will have the audacity to not only withhold information, stall the investigation, but then put on handcuffs and detain the parents, the grieving parents of said victim. And once again, you know, this just proves to us how hard we got to take this, comrade. And please believe, the family is not running scared. the spirit of the ancestors are withholding and are withstilled in these people, and they are standing strong, and that is the reason why they reached out to the new Black Panther Party, because they know that they need people standing behind them that will not falter. Now, we're not disclaiming any other people that have come along to help them. We know the Al Sharptons and the rest of the crew have come along to, you know, speak their piece or whatever, whatever. But we're not worried about what they're going to do. We're saying what we're going to do here tonight on Black Power Radio, and we're going to hold true to our word, because by the time this hits mainstream media, it will be another smokescreen for something else to disclaimer the black youth. It will be another reason why funds are being pulled out of our public schools where our youth have to go to matriculate through their system. It'll be another reason why black youth will be targeted. So we cannot allow the mainstream media to tell our stories or even pass along information that will be critical to the arrest of the individuals who murdered Kendrick Johnson. Black media has to take hold of our stories and spread it through our nation so that our people can be mobilized and empowered, and we can join together and really get justice for Kendrick Johnson. But I tell you this tonight, comrade, my heart is blackened. It is not just from the situation of Kendrick Johnson, but from all the many, many situations that have happened. I know my people are tired. I'm tired too, sir. So Saturday, I'll be there bright and early, standing with the family, and a new Black Panther Party is going to do whatever it takes.
We're going to take your calls here. You're talking live right now with Sister Nadia Asada Shakur, Deputy National Field Marshal, New Black Panther Party, and Minister Sean Saddam Kweli, National Spokesman. Let's go. Area code 317-748, 317-748. You're on live with Black Power Radio. We're asking the question, what happened to Brother Kendrick Johnson? And is it another police cover-up? Black Power.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome. How are you?
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I have a few things I'd like to point out. First one, it sounds to me, based on what I've heard so far, that we don't know exactly what happened. Secondly, maybe the resources, financially speaking, should be channeled by the family and the community and those who are interested in launching an independent inquest by a coroner of the family's choosing, because if the present coroner, who he or she may be, is dragging their feet, so to speak, if that's the case, then the obvious answer should be to get an independent one to serve the interests of the family. That way, we won't be scratching our heads wondering if he was shot, beaten, you know, if it was an accidental situation or what have you. You know, right now it appears that we're just reaching and grabbing for straws. So that is one solution besides marching and protesting. And you can respond to that right now as I finish making this statement. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Carla. Sister Nadia, can you answer that? Can you answer if the family is interested in an independent inquiry and answer some of the caller's questions there?
Yes, sir. From the information I have now, the family is seeking an independent coroner's inquiry, and they are raising funds for this. They have a petition with over 10,000 signatures signed for this specific cause. So hopefully with the continued efforts of the community and joint efforts, that we'll be able to get them the funds necessary for that investigation. But as the family has stated now, they want to continue the protest because they don't want to relent on any pressure for on the police department. So I believe that they want to take a two-fold strategy right now, so we're going to support them in however it means. But yes, sir, independent coroner's inquiry is in the works as we speak. We're just trying to get as much funds as possible for the family.
Certainly, and certainly. We appreciate the call. And again, we don't know everything. We don't. We're stating publicly we do not know everything. But knowing the history, this is what I have to drive home, knowing the history of these situations, kinds of red flags go up when the sheriff immediately comes out and says there's no foul play, there's no foul play, that he reached over to reach for his shoe and the blood rushing to his head is what caused him to die. Now, okay, if that is the case, and we're just raising the questions as concerned members of the community, concerned family, and brothers and sisters in this black nation, if that is the case, then how come Brother Kendrick Johnson was rolled up in the wrestling mats? How come he was rolled up and tucked away in the wrestling mats with wrestling mats on top of him? How come his face was severely beaten and bruised, and they say it was deformed? And like I said, the picture, his picture's floating around now on the internet. So we're not saying we have all the facts, but we are saying that there's evidence there that suggests that foul play has happened to Brother Kendrick Johnson, and he deserves, yes, an independent inquiry, and he deserves also immediate justice in the event that something severe has happened to him or some kind of malpractice or foul play. Let me go to another call here at area code 912-281. Area code 912-281. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Sister Nadia Shakur, your host, Sean Kwali. Give us your question, your comment, Black Power.
Yo, Black Power, peace, peace, peace. Yo, Sister Nadia. Yo, this is Brother Dale X. Yo, Black Power, this is Brother Dale X from Wake Forest, Georgia. I'm 45 minutes, you know what I'm saying, from Valdosta. I want to be there Saturday. I sent you some messages in your inbox on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We've been heard about what's going on for, like, the last, like, 2 or 3 months. But we ain't getting nothing either. You know what I'm saying? We down here in the South. We in the deep South. You know what I'm saying? I'm from New York, but we in the deep South down here. And we're not getting any kind of answers. I know, you know, the family's not getting any kind of answers. And, you know what I'm saying? My question is, like, you know what I'm saying, Saturday, what do we hope to accomplish?
Well, from what I've been told on Saturday, we hope to accomplish is getting as much support as possible. They need more supporters to donate money and to sign their petition that they sent to the district circuit court. What I hope to accomplish is to meet as many like minds and revolutionary new African individuals who are ready to stand up and do something more than just protest. So if you're telling me you're down here and you're minutes away from Valdosta and you want to be there, well, then you need to send me another inbox so I know exactly who you are, brother, and I can let you know where you need to be. Because
oh, I did that. I did that. You straight. Yeah. Hey, you know, so you already know. Yeah, I sent you everything. So when you done on Black Power Radio, just holler at me. Yeah, I sent you all the information.
All right, that's no problem, brother. As soon as I get off, I'm going to get at you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes, sir. Black Power. Thank you for calling in,
Black
brother.
Power, man. Yes, ma'am. Black Power.
Appreciate that. Cross networking. And this is important, brothers and sisters, not only for Georgia. We're going to build a solid movement in Georgia that will investigate this. And I have to say, we're going to have to definitely get the investigative instincts of the black woman on this. If there's anybody that can investigate anything, it's our sisters. So the black woman, we definitely need you in this, the black man as well, because we want to know what happened to our brother. And again, as I said, knowing the history of these situations, you can just smell, that there's something wrong. Again, remember the Zimmerman attitude, saying these assholes always get away. They always, in their minds, get away, and they want to make sure that the young black male or the criminals in their mind who have done nothing wrong, outright, but just because they're black and criminalized, they want to make sure they don't get away. Remember little Emmett Till, 14 years old, kidnapped, tortured, killed in Mississippi in 1955. Killed for allegedly making advances toward a white woman, and two white men brutally beat Emmett Till to the Hallacatchie River, shot him in the head, tied him up with barbed wire, shoved his body in the river, and mutilated his face so bad it couldn't be identified. Think about it. Think about it. Remember Emmett Till, and his killers were acquitted. Emmett Till's killers were acquitted in 1955. And 2 months later, they admitted to committing the crime, knowing that they would not be arrested, wouldn't be prosecuted, nothing would happen to them. Now, I'm asking you to think about that as we talk about Kendrick Johnson and we talk about these young black males and females, these young black teens who are out here putting applications in to different places, place after place after place after place. They're trying to find work, trying to do something positive, trying to turn over the right leaf, and they can, and they get caught up in situations. Or people like Brother Kendrick Lamar, Kendrick Johnson, pardon me, I almost said Kendrick Lamar, shout out to the rapper, but Kendrick Johnson, who was on the right path and was killed, and now suspicious circumstances spring up, and now the family can't get answers, and months on months on months on months on months pass. Time passes, and and no answers. And so this is very serious. It's serious for us as a community, and we must sound the alarm. Every time something like this happens, you must sound the alarm. Next caller here is 765-717. 765-717. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Your host, Sean Qualley, and Sister Nadia Shakur. Your question or your comment, Black Power.
Black Power, this is Brother Wise. I'm always making comments on Facebook, you know, and I'm always seeing stuff going down. I stay in Muncie, Indiana, and it's crazy, with the racism and all that. Yeah, we be in the same situation, and I be by myself a lot of times when I be fighting this fight. So I just want to, let y'all know that, we're going to win this war. We're going to get it in, and y'all got people up here fighting for y'all, too, so y'all not alone. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks for hearing my comment.
Appreciate that. Sister Nadia, any comment on that? Brother Wise, we appreciate you, Black Man. Stay strong in Muncie.
Yes, sir. It's always uplifting to know that we have supporters and fellow warriors on the battlefield. It doesn't matter if you call yourself MBPP, NOY, MGP. All that matters is that you are willing to do what it takes to liberate black people and Africans here and abroad. So I appreciate you, brother, and I send you a mighty Black Power salute from the battlefield of Atlanta, Georgia, sir. Black Power.
Most definitely. And again, I'm saying again, I asked earlier, I said, what if Kendrick Johnson was your son? But I want you to know Kendrick Johnson is your son. We are a community. We are a community, and this one just happened to get out. And now let's think about it. Let's just put our thinking caps on tonight as we are intelligent black men and women and brothers and sisters that are on this line. Put your thinking cap on for a moment here. If this was a white student,
right.
If it was a white student,
right,
would their parents be arrested for having a peaceful protest? If this was a white student, would their parents be arrested for holding no justice, no peace signs? Would the school administration, wouldn't they show the last footage that their son was shown on? Wouldn't they show it? Wouldn't they make every accommodation available to make sure that the parents had some kind of peace of mind because they had just lost their son? Would this happen? Let's just put our thinking caps on. Go ahead, sis.
Honestly, comrade, if this was a white student, the parents would have been speaking on Good Morning America months ago.
Exactly. It had been on Good Morning America. It would have been on Fox News. It would have been on CNN, MSNBC. All of the major networks would pick it up. And this has been going on since January. January, brothers and sisters. And here we are, May the 1st. And it's just now really starting to peak and show some sunlight. There's a problem in America. Lowndes High School, you're guilty. Valdosta Police, You're guilty. You're guilty. And we are charging you with a cover-up. We're not saying we knew everything that happened. But we are saying there's foul play and there's conspiracy to cover up. Simple as that, to cover up. Evidence lost. Time lost. The family now being arrested had to post bail money they probably didn't even have because they're concerned about their son. But you want this to go away. Valdosta wants this to go away. The sheriff wants this to go away. Lowndes High School, you want this to go away. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Black man and black woman, we got to stand up. And you got to stand up for Kendrick Johnson in this hour. You got to remember Trayvon Martin in this hour. You got to remember Rakia Boyd in this hour. Think about it. Remember the study that the Malcolm X grassroots movement put out. That every 36 hours in America, a young black male loses his life to some law enforcement agency, some neighborhood watchman, or some other means every 36 hours in America. Brothers and sisters, this is very serious. Very serious, and it is a continuing pattern, as my sister said. The young black male is under attack. We want our people freed from these kind of conditions. Why do you send your child to school to learn and get an education, and your child comes back in a body bag? Your child comes back in a body bag and has to be shipped off to the coroner, in the coroner's office, found rolled up in a mat. And they tell you that the blood rushed to his head. I mean, this is crazy. Go ahead, sister.
Yes, sir. This situation is propounded on top of the many situations that we've been discussing here tonight. And hopefully we will come to some resolution, not just for Kendra Johnson's family, but for the overall black community family. I'm really waiting on Brother Michael Muhammad to come into the line because he has been helping lead up the forefront to get some notice to this case, to get mass support for this case. And he is working closely with the family, and he'll be speaking at the Academy of Excellence down in Valdosta, Georgia, on Saturday. And I don't understand how any human possible could come out of their mouth with such a ridiculous lie as someone fell into a road mat looking for a shoe. Now, comrade, I don't know if people have gone online and looked up the pictures that I spoke on earlier, but it's just absolutely ridiculous for anyone to believe this story. And for this story to have been told from a uniformed law enforcement officer to the face of an American citizen speaks volumes into the psychology of the American culture enforcement institution. It speaks volumes into how they feel about the black citizen or the so-called citizen, because we know for the last 500 years we have not been able to reap any of the benefits of being an American citizen. We have to continue to re-vote on the right to vote. We have to continue to re-vote on the right to ride on public transportation. These things are getting absolutely absurd. And the longer we continue to fight for civil rights, when we need to be fighting for human rights, then we will be continue to go around the circus, ring around the rosy, mosey, posy, tiptoeing through the tulips tactics of going to them and begging and begging and begging over and over and over again for them to stop killing our kids, stop covering up the killing of our babies, stop with the gross disrespect of black life. Something has to give. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, comrade. We not only have to take this deadly serious, but we have to actually step up our game. It's time for us to get our second win. I honestly believe that some of our people in the community are still out of breath from the 60s. They're still clutching their side from the repression, and they're still holding their jaw from the punch of the white backlash after the destruction of the original Black Panther Party, and they have not yet woken up and smell the Black Nation coffee that the new Black Panther Party and other organizations are brewing. It's time for our people to really get in tune with this game, because they have made it obvious that they will spare no cost in destroying the foundation of the community, and that is our children. They're the ones that allowed us to put out albums like Children Are the Future, knowing that they were selling us a pipe dream. Because as long as we are existing inside of the American nightmare, our children will never have a dream. Our children will never have a future as long as they are climbing up the ladder, striving for a piece of the American pie. And I am a child of Malcolm X, and I have been taught that I do not want a piece of the pie because it is full of maggots and worms, and it is decadent and decayed. And that is the same way we are existing inside of this American hell. We are dying. Our people are laying in decay from the constant assimilation into a culture that means no good for them. And this is a child who was striving to be the best that he could be. This was a child that by all pretenses we can say was actually one of the talented 10th. We can say this young man was one of the ones who would not be a statistic. And how dare they smite out his life? How dare they allow him to be extinguished and not give any answers in the circumstances? Justice not only has to come, it has to come swiftly, comrade. And hopefully after we receive justice in the name of Kendrick Johnson, this will open up the tidal waves for our people to continue to mobilize and build a foundation that will redeem us from this inept state of mental slavery. Because even after this, our people have just now remembered the name of Trayvon Martin. After this, our people are just now remembering when they were incensed in front of the television, screaming at the death of a female who was shot in the back of her head by a Korean store owner. We too easily forget. And the reason why we forget is because we are too easily thrown off and led astray by mass media tricks and plays on our psychology and our intelligence, comrade. It's time for us to really hone our African skills and take control of our mind and our body and our actions and start defining our phenomena and making it act in a desired manner. That is Black power. That is what we are taught by the truth terrorist, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, and that is what I stand on today. And in the name of this case and everybody else, comrade, I am thoroughly tired and ready to do whatever it takes by any means necessary. I don't care anymore. I'm tired of them killing our kids. And it sounds like the brothers that are calling into this line tonight are tired of them killing our kids, too.
They
it's time for people to stop talking. Let's stop talking. Let's stop calling each other and being incensed about it and really putting some hands to action, some feet to pavement, and really get some justice for Kendrick Johnson and the rest of the nameless, faceless victims of white supremacy, comrade.
Now, here's my question. This is message. I know we're live right now. All over the world, Black power to my comrades in Africa, Black power to my comrades in England, Black power to Canada, all the areas, international that's listening, everybody in the States that's listening, Black power to you. My question here right now to you once again, Obama administration, Democratic Party, you cried for them white babies in Newtown, Connecticut. You shed you some crocodile tears for them white babies in Newtown. Where are your tears for Kendrick Johnson? Where are the tears for Kendrick Johnson? You hunted down or tried to allegedly hunt down the killers of the folks that got bombed in Boston, in the Boston Marathon. Where's the hunt down for the killer of Kendrick Johnson? No action there. You got no action for that. Since January, no action for Kendrick Johnson. No action, but you cry for the little white babies in Newtown. You cry for Boston. Spare no expense for Boston. But Kendrick Johnson's family has to suffer arrest and bail themselves out. Obama administration. This is what we're talking about. Point number five, New Black Panther program. We told you we want an education for our people that exposes the true nature of this devilish and decadent American society. We want education that teaches our true history and herstory and our role in present-day society. Because guess what? You tell us and show us every day we're not welcome here when you attack our babies. When you attack our babies in the streets, you're telling us we are not citizens here. You attack our babies in the school, you're telling us we're not citizens here. We're not welcome in America. Black people are not welcome in America unless we step in fetch and sambos, unless we're marrying white women like Michael Jordan. That's when we're welcome. But what about Kendrick Johnson, who was doing the right thing? Doing the right thing. Wasn't breaking into no store. Wasn't robbing nobody. Wasn't sticking up nobody. Wasn't breaking in no cars. Wasn't a stereotypical criminal young black man that you try to throw all over the news. Kendrick Johnson doing the right thing. An aspiring athlete working to help other students come up in their grades and classes. And this young black male found rolled up in a mat somewhere in his school, Lowndes High School. It's despicable. It's despicable. And the fact that it has gone on this long, all the way into May, and if we don't start raising the alarm and raising the consciousness, it'll be August and we'll still be talking about there's no justice for Kendrick Johnson and the family will probably get arrested again. It's despicable. Trayvon Martin, despicable. Oscar Grant, despicable. So many others, it's despicable. It's sickening in America. But you want us to cry for Newtown. We got to cry for the Jewish Holocaust. We got to cry for all this other stuff that ain't really got nothing to do with us. But when something happens to one of our babies, you tell us to forget about it. It's nothing. No foul play. As you say, no more to see here. You're a lie. We will not stop raising the battle cry for Kendrick Johnson, for the Trayvon Martins, for the Rekia boys. We will not stop championing their cause because they can't speak. Let me go to the phone lines before I get even more mad. Area code 504-300-504-300. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sean Kwali. You're on with Sister Nadia Shakur. Black Power, your question, your comment.
Black Power, my brother Sean. And my
Black
beautiful
Power.
Sister, I want to say Black Power. This is Reverend Brown. How y'all doing?
Hey,
Black
doing
Power.
Fine. Black
okay.
Power.
Black Power, all power to the people, brother and sister.
Yes, sir. What do you think about it, Reverend Brown?
That, oh, man, I think that this is just an atrocity. One of the most indignated type of slaughters, abuse that this in the history of in the era of American history, when you're killing black folk by the thousands and by the hundreds and by the thousands a month across this country. Now we got the sister brother who was killed that you're talking about. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous that we don't have any type of recourse of any type of, you understand, backup system that we can get some type of redress on this issue. And I understand what y'all are going through. I feel your pain. Because you know what, brother? When you touch, the sister or brother, you touch me because I feel the effect of the backlash and of the whipping post that we have been enduring for the last 500 years. We as the people is going through a massive extermination worse than the Holocaust now.
Teach.
They're manufacturing our debt. I'm going to say it again. They're manufacturing our debt. They're plotting on us, making us feel that we're killing each other. At the same time, the genocide and the strangulation of unemployment and of disease and malnutrition and degradation of our health care system is steadily bringing us down, brothers and sisters. They say we're doing it to ourselves. And they got these Negroes running around here believing in all this old stupid propaganda. But we know the truth. We know one thing, that what happened to this brother you understand, in Georgia has happened to black males and black women all across this country. You understand what I'm saying? And so even a sister out of Redbridge, Louisiana, was shot point blank range in the head by an evil, no good cop who shot her as she tried to maneuver her car out the way. He killed his sister. So we join you in your effort and in your movement to stop the genocide and the destruction of a race of people just because we're black, just because we are of African descent and culture. They want to destroy Africa. To destroy the black man and black woman, you have destroyed Africa. And this is what they're trying to do. It's a plot. It's a conspiracy.
That's right.
It's a conspiracy. It's being manufactured on us right in our very eyes, taking away our job, taking away our income, laying off workers, cutting the budget, making things hard for us, making things extremely oppressive so we can just turn on ourselves, justifying killing our people, saying that we had a gun, they thought they saw a gun, thought they saw something shiny, shooting us, killing us, and getting away with it, and the Justice Department just sat back, say nothing, do nothing. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm like that sister. I'm ready for some action by any means necessary. You know, I know we're going to have to one day come to the conclusion it's going to be either liberty or death, and we're going to take that seriously. We're scared to die. All of a sudden, we're scared to die for our cause. All of a sudden, we're scared to go to jail. We're scared to be brought before the press and handcuffed. We're going to have to sacrifice, and we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to fight so hard until if Washington don't do it, we got to do it for ourselves, brothers and sisters. We got to do it for ourselves. They do not care. Like you said, Brother Sean, they cried for the Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They hold
cry
a memorial for the Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But us, what they do, and they all, you know what, it's just a black, that's, you know, that's the black community. It's supposed to operate like this. Oh, don't worry about that. They be like that for the last 500 years. You can't. Come on. And then you got these, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry. I could go on and on.
Bravo, look, man, I love
I'm just saying, brother, I know you got a limited time. I'm just saying, brother, it's time, sister, that you get a hold of some real fighters like Brother Sean, like our national chairman, and all the brothers and sisters in New Black Panther Party. Y'all know I love y'all and I respect y'all. Matter of fact, I'm closing on a radio station 3 months ago. They asked me, why are you affiliated with the New Black Panther Party? And I told them, I love the New Black Panther Party.
Yes, sir. We love you, too.
I ain't talking about that nonsense. I might disagree with what they do. I ain't say that. You know how some people, for one, out of one mouth, they say, you know what? I agree with the New Black Panther Party, but
right.
I love the New Black Panther Party, and there is no if, there is no buts about it. I have no problem with the New Black Panther Party. Say, well, you know what? Don't you like the Minutemen? This guy said, white guy said, yeah. I said, well, why? The Minutemen defending white power, right? Yeah. But why can't defend the black New Black Panther Party?
That's right, Reverend Brown.
You understand what I'm saying? We got to uphold each other. We got to stop this infighting. We got to stop this jealousy. Got to stop fighting one another. I got a brother hating me right now. I'm hating me for what? Because I am a member and I work with the New Black Panther Party. Told me, disassociate yourself with the New Black. I ain't doing nothing. I stand on if you can put me on Facebook. This thing is being recorded. Put Reverend Brown on Facebook. I love the New Black Panther Party. I love y'all. I don't care what nobody says. You're not a racist.
Love you too. No, sir. No, sir. Not at all. Reverend Brown, we thank you, brother, and love you too and appreciate your spirit, brother. You were a man who stood with the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad when others would not stand, guarded his life and heard many of his cries. And so we love you for life, black man.
And look, brother, let me just say something about this beautiful sister.
Yes, sir.
Sister, you are very articulate.
I appreciate
sister,
you. Sister,
I love the way you speak. Look, I'm telling you, sister, you are very articulate. I love your grammar, sister. You speak very fluently. I mean, the words, the culture, this and that, and you know how to talk. I mean, golly, man, I would just love to come hear you speak somewhere.
Because you know what? Brother Sloan, y'all got some power over there. You understand what I'm saying? I need to be around this sister. That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
This is a...
She,
yes, sir. This is a
she's going to move around. She's going to move around. She's going to, at some point in this show, talk about the book that she just wrote called Cold Soul. And this is not a shameless plug. This is a direct plug. Cold Soul, written by Sister Nadia Asada Shakur. It's an autobiography. She's going to talk about a little bit at the end and tell us all how we can get it and support it. And you'll be able to pick it up on newblackpanther.com. So she's definitely going to be moving around. And you'll definitely be hearing more from her, without a doubt.
So I'm just going to hang on the line and listen.
Well, I thank you for your support, brother. And your words empower me and keep me strong, brother. I'm never going to stop doing what I do. I was born to do this. Mighty Black Power Fist to you, brother. Salute.
Thank you.
Black Power salute to Reverend Raymond Brown. And now that spirit is well needed in this hour. We need those of you who know what time it is, as we're championing the cause for Brother Kendrick Johnson and young black males and females that are assaulted and killed and other things. And I know how some of you do. You try to deflect and say, well, what about the black-on-black violence? We haven't left the black-on-black violence. That's a part of our program. That's a part of our program. We always are on black violence. That's point number 7 of our program. But what's deeper here is we're talking about the institutionalized killing of our people. Reverend Brown talked about the genocide. We're talking about menticide. We're talking about destruction targeted at our people. And Kendrick Johnson, it appears, has fallen victim. Now, for those of you, I know that we always have an influx of callers, and callers come on sometimes later than others. And to catch you all up to speed, we're talking about Kendrick Johnson, a young man who was a football player and a basketball player, an athlete, a star athlete, who was killed. He was found dead, I should say, at his high school. He was rolled up in wrestling mats. Rolled up in wrestling mats, and he was a sophomore at the high school. And his family is pushing to start a criminal investigation into his death that was ruled accidental by the initial autopsy. The initial autopsy ruled it accidental, but the family is pushing for a criminal investigation because the accidental autopsy has been complicated by suspicious circumstances, and it has been complicated by vigorous delays by the county's authorities. The family, members of the family, went to protest the delays in the investigation of their loved one, and many of them were arrested. They had protested on the Lowndes County judicial complex, and they were arrested and said to be allegedly locking the doors of some old fraudulent charge they used just to lock you down. But they posted bail, okay? They posted bail. Now a few people are picking this up, and the family has reached out to the New Black Panther Party to push this cause because it has not picked up any attention. Most of you tonight, if it was not for Black Power Radio and Sister Nadia Shakur, you would not know about this. And this has been going on since January, okay, going on since January. You have a few state universities and colleges and a few one organization, I think the local NAACP, that had done a little work on the ground so far. But nothing major has been done in the way of securing justice for Kendrick Johnson. And again, he was a gifted athlete, played basketball and football. And as our sister told you earlier, he wanted to play for the Florida Gators, died, rolled up in a wrestling mat, okay, rolled up in a wrestling mat. And there's a photo that is being circulated right now of Brother Johnson, of Kendrick Johnson, where his face has been beaten. His face has been beaten, and they say that he was alive. He was alive, while he was being beaten, they believe. There's a close-up picture floating around, okay? And he has lacerations and bruises all on his face and his body. And the authorities, the local authorities there, claim that on January the 11th, Johnson fell into the mats and was upside down so long or long enough for the blood to rush to his head, and the blood rushing to his head is what killed it. Now, I don't know how many of you used to stand on your heads when you were younger. I was one. I would stand on my head and see how long I could stand on my head. And at no time as a child did me standing on my head cause my death. But even if we were to buy that argument, which we don't, but even if we was, how does him being on top of his head explain the lacerations, the bruises to his face and his body? Meanwhile, I'm not going to say black at the ranch, but white at the ranch. Meanwhile, right at the ranch, the Lowndes High School administration, they refused to release the video of Brother Kendrick Johnson's last moments at the school. Okay? They refused to release the video, hear me good, of his last moments at the school. And apparently, none of the students, none of the teachers noticed that he was missing from the class or his classes until his father was worried about him and he didn't come home. Think about that. None of the teachers asked, "Where's Kendrick Johnson?" None of the students allegedly asked, "Where's Kendrick Johnson?" A star basketball player, a star football player. Okay? Nobody asked, "Where is he at?" He ain't in class. He's not seen outside. He's not even seen at the water fountain. Nobody asked the question. Meanwhile, he's dead, rolled up in a mat. And they refuse to release the video because there's surveillance cameras all around the high school. They refuse to release the video of what happened to him. Okay? The coroner says that the coroner didn't notify. They didn't notify the father about Kendrick Johnson's death until much later. So it's really unclear how long it took for them to even give the notification or how long things are really going on. I'm talking about some cover-up here. Talking about some sheriff department cover-up. There's no transparency in this investigation. What happened to Brother Kendrick Johnson? That's what the new Black Panther Party's asking. That's what we're asking. What happened to our brother? How did this family's son, nephew, brother, how did he die? What happened to him? And if it can happen to him that easily in Lowndes High School with cameras there, students there, faculty there, then who else has been done like this? How often does this happen in the high school? These are questions that must be asked and must be answered. Must be asked and must be answered. And so that's where we're at right now. And the call lines are still open, 646-478-4447, if you got a question or comment on this situation. The young black males are being targeted all over America. All over America. Let me take another call here. And every call, 313-207. 313-207, you're on live. Black Power Radio. What happened to our brother Kendrick Johnson? What happened to our brother Black Power?
Well, what's up, Sean Quiley?
Hey, Black Power, what's up, black man?
Hey, I'm pretty good. This is Naeem Jaleel Shabazz out of Detroit.
Hey, what's going on, my brother? What do you think about what's going on?
And yeah, I was just listening, first off, my condolences go out to Kendrick Johnson's family. That's a messed up situation, but I think I'm starting to notice a little pattern here where, black men end up dead and, white authorities want to sweep it under the rug and all. And, white men end up dead, they launch a full-scale investigation or worse come to worse, the nearest black guy end up getting locked up on some charges they just trumped up on spot. And, it's because the authorities we put in charge of these investigations don't face no reprisal when it comes to, if they come up with some BS like what they just said. I'm educated on the subject matter of a wrestling match. The most you could do yourself is, roll it over on you one time, and, you know, it's physically impossible for you to fall inside of it while it's completely rolled up. If the center is rolled up, you know, it's rolled up like a center bun. You know, I mean, like, I don't want to take no guesses at what really happened there, but, you know, if I was to start anywhere, I want to look at the demographics of Valdosta County. Now, I want to look at the demographics of that high school. You know, I suspect foul play, you know, but, you know, I also want to, I don't want to, you know, rule racism out, you know what I'm saying? Because the verdict that the sheriff came out alone to me was racist. You know, we really gotta crack down on the authorities and who we let, you know, handle investigations like this in our communities, you know, because, of course, the white authorities going to sweep the black man body up under the rug like he would do a dead animal or a dog, you know, because...
Mm-hmm.
He don't feel for us. He don't feel for us, you know. And I'm guilty of just not feeling for them. You know, it really ain't no love for the other side over here.
Right, right. And that's why we're sounding the alarm, because there is not enough concern over what happens to our people. And oftentimes it happens to us so much that the black community becomes desensitized to it. And so we have to sound the alarm, and, you know, you're there in Detroit. You got to sound the alarm in Detroit, like Sister sounded the alarm in Atlanta and in Georgia, period, and others are sounding
exactly
in Florida and other areas. We got to begin to sound, because like you said, and like my sister said, there is a pattern, and it's not a new pattern. This is an old pattern that is continuing in America, while we're steadily saying, because, you know, President Obama, you know, has African lineage, that he's in office, that some say racism is dead, and clearly we're showing you that the young black male is under attack for whatever reason that we're saying it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, the young black male is under attack. And the number one thing that we have to point our finger to first and foremost is institutionalized racism. That's first and foremost before we can point it to anything else. And as you said, the fact that the sheriff would come out after all of that time and all of that evidence, and they refused to release the video showing what really happened to the brother,
right,
that shows you there's racism involved.
Right.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what the hell to say. It's just that way.
I'm just mad, comrade. You ever just get so mad, words just get stuck at the front of your mouth. That's pretty. I just am incensed at the. I just don't like my intelligence insulted. And as me and my comrades sit here and pass around the picture of young brother Kendrick Johnson, 17-year-old star athlete and aspiring player for the Gators, the way his face is disfigured, I honestly cannot understand how any functioning, thinking human being could have told someone this was an accident.
I'm just mad that I'm just not hearing from it from Sister Nadia, you know. You remember when them little bastards in Newton got shot up? You know, that was all over CNN. You know, somebody would at least put this on the news, and this is my first time hearing of it, and it's been happening since January.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly the point.
That gets me fired up right there.
That's exactly the point, and that's exactly why we're telling people to make sure that you tune in to Black Power Radio, not because we're on some ratings kick. We don't get no Nielsen ratings. We're asking people to stay informed, and this is the forum where we're going to break news to you on what's happening to your people, because CNN won't do it, and none of the others would do it. I got to also bring our attention back in black to Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis, right there in Florida, another young black male who was assassinated in the streets because they said that he was playing his music too loud. And shot dead in the street. I mean, again, there's a pattern. There's a pattern of excessive force, brutality, and murder against young black males and females. And so now we're asking the question, what happened to Kendrick Johnson? You said you got knowledge of wrestling mats. I've been on wrestling mats.
Right.
I know about them.
Yeah,
how did he roll himself up in the mat?
Yeah,
man?
When they roll up tight. You can't fit. The body not going to fall in there when it's fully rolled up. And even if the mat was open, he couldn't roll it himself. Maybe he could roll it, fold over once. That's it.
human physics just don't work that way, you know. And, you know, it's funny that the sheriff would get up there and just go against all logic because he only got to explain himself to the black people. So he's saying, yeah, they ain't never figured this out. You know, they ain't never delve too deep into this. And that way they get away with it, you know. But the buck got to stop here.
Exactly.
That's bullshit.
That's what they thought. They thought nobody would dig into it, and we would just accept what they say, like most do. Hell no. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad taught us that the white man is not a devil. The white man is the devil.
I'm just telling you.
That might hurt some of your feelings, but they prove it to you every day. And this, this devil in the sheriff's department, he's still lying to you. What'd you say, brother?
Yeah, I wish I could be down there with Sister Nadia and Bados to Georgia, because I really get that police department a piece of my mind. How dare they even fix their mouth to, you know.
Well, brother, you need to give them a piece of your mind wherever you at. It's not about being down here in Bados to Georgia. I appreciate your spirit, and I carry with me. But what I need you to understand is that we need all of our people, all over the hells and smells of North America, to mount up and empower where they are immediately at. Take over your community, take back your hood, and give them pigs a piece of your mind wherever you land your head at tonight, sir. And I appreciate your support, and I love your spirit, brother. Mighty Black Power salute.
In progress, my sister, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. I mean, the picture is clear. I mean, I you know, again, just in the people's court, as our national chairman, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, says, in the people's court, the verdict is clear. There is foul play here with Kendrick Johnson. And if this does not bother you as you listen to us tonight, you are a dead individual. If this does not bother you tonight on Black Power Radio, you have no soul. Your soul has been killed in America. This should disturb you that a young black male can be rolled up in a wrestling mat, and however he die, there is no thorough investigation into what happened to this young man. That the authorities can brush it away and say no foul play, there's nothing to see, it's over and done with, and that's it. And then arrest the family for being upset and understandably frustrated because they took too long and they're taking too long. If this doesn't bother you, you're dead. And we want to wake you up on Black Power Radio. We have to wake you up because this could be your son next. It could be you next. Could be your daughter next. Could be my daughter next. And because we don't act on it now, this cancer of just being able to kill a black male or black female whenever you want to will over time overtake the body and the family of the black nation. What are we going to do for Kendrick Johnson? I asked the question, how effective can our protests be? If we're going to protest, it's got to be a real protest to those that are going to be protesting. If you're going to protest, got to be some. Don't go down there and get arrested by appointment. Don't be down there trying to. And y'all know who I'm talking to and what I'm talking about. Don't be going down there getting arrested by appointment. You national leaders, when y'all pick this case up, I'll be arrested by 3. I'll be home by 6, honey. Should be doing that.
Right.
Let's be serious about this. This young man's body. Rolled up in a mat, mats placed on top of him, his face beat up, bruised up, unrecognizable. And some of y'all going to go down there and play with this. The New Black Panther Party's going to run your behind out off the scene. I'm telling you. For Kendrick Johnson, his family's hurting. Family's in pain. Family want answers. It's been since January. And this is just now seeing some light of day. And they reached out to us. I'm telling you all. The black man and black woman in America is going to have to become tougher. All that we have been through, we're going to have to start being harder and tougher on what happens to our people, even when it's one of our own. I'm saying if it's one of our own that did this to Kendrick Johnson,
justice must be mended out in a righteous way. In a righteous way. I'm not telling you to do nothing crazy. I'm not telling you to do nothing illegal for the FBI and all you letters listening. I'm not saying to do nothing illegal. I'm not saying
right.
to exceed the bounds by any means. But I'm saying we have a right to investigate and a right to agitate and push according to our law and our God-given law. Legal law and God-given law tells us we can push and find out what happened to our brother when foul play is amissed. And again, that was your son. What would you do? Kendrick Johnson dead. Another sad case. Another sad case, Sister Knight. I mean, like you say, it's despicable. And if you haven't seen the picture, you know, it's a graphic picture. It's a graphic picture. But it's something that you should go online and look at. And look into the face of Kendrick Johnson and ask yourself if you can just sit around and do nothing. You're looking at everything else. Looking at World Star Hip Hop, looking at Bossip.com, and looking at all kind of stuff. Some of you looking at movies with them three X's on them. You're looking at all kind of stuff on the internet. But you got to look at Kendrick Johnson. Look at Kendrick Johnson. Look at him. He can't speak, but we can. He can't act, but we can. He can't move, but we can. I'm sorry, Sister Nadia. Go ahead, sis.
No, sir. I was just chiming in. You know, I'm pretty much at the point where I'm ready to mobilize and really, really get some justice. And it's going to take the black community standing strong, like you said. We got to sound the alarm. But what do we do after we sound the alarm? I'm not one to go back to having meetings and meetings, and we build up the black community, and we create this powder keg situation, and then, you know, we saw it with the Trayvon Martin case. It dies back down. And we said it then. I heard with my own black ears National Spokesman Sean Qualley say last year, black people don't forget after we do this Trayvon Martin case and we get George Zimmerman, please don't forget this and go back into your homes and cut on BET. And what happened? Black people went back in their homes and cut on BET. Yes, sir, you did. And we're repeating that statement. We're reinstilling that statement, and we're asking our people one more time, please, my black nation, my black family, stop allowing yourself to be desensitized to black life. How are you supposed to respect yourself and ask for someone else to respect you when you do not consider black life to be of any value? And you may say, how are you going to make just a generalized ass statement like that, Nadia Shakur? I'll tell you how I make such a generalized ass statement like that. It's because you will sit here and you will go on television and you will watch mainstream media. You will find out about a situation and then you will do nothing about it via vote. You will not sign a petition. You will not come out to support. You won't even support any organization that's standing on the front line about that cause. You would rather turn your back and focus on your own personal issues, praying to your white God that nothing happens to you and yours. But guess what? The blood of Africa flows to all of us. Like Sean Qualley said in the beginning of this, we are all a family spread out throughout the hells and smells of North America. So what happens to you affects me, and what happens to me affects you. And while all of this is going on, you are allowing yourself to fall further and further from the circle of love and support of the black family. You are allowing yourself to become an individual. And when individuals get picked off by a hunter, the rest of the pack, they just keep moving on. So we got to come out of this. We got to come out of this psychology, Conrad. And I really, really hope and pray to my black God and my ancestors that something will happen in the black community that will spark another level of momentum. Something will happen, and it will not be another death of a black child. Something has to give, Conrad. How many times are we going to bury one of our loved ones? The cost of blood in the black community is too high. And we have already learned by the fascists that they will spare no expense in spilling it.
No expense.
But how long are we going to continue to talk
and beg and plead and cry. I think we should no longer negotiate. It is or it isn't, is what I've been taught as an African. We either say what we're going to do or we don't. Therefore, we should hold all people accountable and hold them to this standard. So you either say what you're going to do or you're not. You either give us justice or we take it. There is no other means. Something has to be done, Conrad. And I tell you this, I'll be down there on Saturday with the Atlanta chapter of the new Black Panther Party, and we will support the family, and we will handle anything that needs to be handled. We will reach out to the students, and we embrace the community and hopefully build a stronger coalition so that by the time we leave Valdosta, we'll have a Black community ready and willing to be trained and re-educated. We'll have a Black community ready to accept a program of mobilization and be ready to accept the 10-point platform and be able to accept what the new Black Panther Party is ready to bring, and that's nation building.
I'm going to say this, Valdosta, you really don't want us on the ground. You really don't want the new Black Panther Party to have to come in there and do what we do for our people. Why don't y'all just deal with it yourself? Why do you have to push us to the point to where we got to come in there and really put fire on your behinds? Not saying that we won't. Not saying that we won't, because we will and we are. But it's just a sad, sad case and a real sad state of affairs that the new Black Panther Party has to come in there and do what we're going to do for our people, because you all will not do what you swear by oath to do for this Johnson family. But we're coming in. New Black Panthers are coming in, scheduled on Saturday. We're coming in to organize the people. And I'm telling you, we're standing on the program. Standing on the program, point number 5 and number 7, for those who want to know. Point number 5 and number 7, go to newblackpanther.com and read the entire program. Point 5 and number 7. 7 tells you we want an immediate end to the murder of Black people. An immediate end to the murder of Black people. For those of you who don't know what we believe, we're going to tell you the program so you know what we're standing on. An immediate end to the murder of Black people, in particular our Black youth. So, for those of you, got blood on your hands. You got blood in your high school. Somebody had to clean that mess up. You got blood on your hands and blood in your high school. Sheriff department got blood on your hands. Blood on your hands. Let me take a call here. Area code 314-792. Area code 314-792. You're on live with Black Power Radio, talking about Brother Kendrick Johnson and the murder of Black youth. Talk to us. Your question, your comment, Black Power. All right, caller, you there. 314. Give you one more time, Carl. Can you hear me? All right, we must have lost that caller. But if you get a chance, call Black in. And we know this is happening all over the country. I got word that this actually something did happen in St. Louis. There was another young Black male that was killed in St. Louis, Missouri. And this young Black male was shot down by the police force there. And that's something that's being investigated independently again. Once again, another young Black male shot. And really, I'm telling you all this, you know, why do we keep raising these issues? Because it's criminal. It's criminal. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad taught, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz teaches, that this is a criminal nation. You and your people were brought here by criminal means. Criminal means. The court system set up criminally, set up by criminals. And so the police force that's out there, when they shoot your people down, it's a criminal action. They broke every law in setting up America. every law, every code, every statute on the books that they try you by and that they try your family by, they have broken to set up the country and never been brought to justice. Yet, they'll put you away for 35 years, 45 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, life. Put me away for life if they can. But yet, they are the real criminals, and they sick police on you who have to go by codes and go by commands. And when they say kill, like attack dogs, they kill. Now, there are some in there who have been affected by conscious teaching, some who even respect the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, respect Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, respect and understand the new Black Panther Party, but they're in the wrong damn uniform. But hell, if you're in there and you respect it, then damn it, make a move. Make a move and stand up for your people, because the Black Power General taught that you have to be black first and whatever else second. You be black first. Some of you officers out there, you know, you black officers know that there are racist white supremacists in the force, and they're targeting our communities. They're targeting the black communities and using their badge as an excuse to exterminate black people. You know there are racist judges behind the bench who are using their gavels as the sword or the execution button to execute and exterminate the life of black people. You have a duty to fight for your people too, because if you don't fight for your people, you're just as guilty. You're just as guilty, and you will also have to face the consequences of a mighty supreme being and a mighty people who are frustrated and tired of the same old, same old. We want an immediate end to the murder of black people. It's happening in every city in America. And as we're talking right now, there are other Kendrick Johnsons that are out there that have not yet been brought to the light. Some of you know of incidences that have happened in your community that have not yet been brought to light. A few months back, there was a little girl in Texas that had been found dismembered and cut up in like a treasure chest, tossed on the side of the road. This type of stuff is happening in America. I'm not telling it to you to scare you. I'm telling it to you so that you can get prepared, and that we can get prepared, and that we can really be men out here, and that the women can be on their post as well, and that we can organize safeguards in our own community to protect our own people. Because clearly, as in the case of Trayvon Martin, clearly, as in the case of Kendrick Johnson, clearly, as in the case of so many others, many times, the police departments are involved in the conspiracy. And when it comes to showing their dirty hands, they'd rather cover it up than let the truth be exposed. So if you know of these incidences, you email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com. That's nbpphq@yahoo.com. And email us what's going on. And let us put some forces on the ground to begin to dig up what's happening. We're not afraid of any police agency in the country. Let me say that on the air. There's no police agency in the country that scares the new Black Panther Party. You might scare these other groups. You may can punk these other groups, intimidate these other groups. Not us. It's just not in us. Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad didn't make us like that. Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz ain't trained us like that. The God didn't make us like that. As you heard, we're willing to go through whatever for justice. Whatever for justice. Our patch tells you it's freedom or death. There's no compromise. If you know of these incidences in your city, and they've gone unreported, and they've gone unnoticed, email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com. And let us know so that we can begin to answer these issues. And we can also begin to make some legal steps as we put some of these cases or these cases on the desk of our national chairman, who is an attorney and founder of Black Lawyers for Justice. And we can also use legal means to prosecute these bastards who are murdering our babies in the streets on a daily and consistent basis. Sister Nadia Shakur, please give us your closing comments, sister.
Yes, sir. Well, comrade, once again, I just want to reach out to the black community and really instill in them the power to stand on their own two black feet and demand justice, not just for themselves, not just for Kendra Johnson, but the many nameless and faceless victims of white supremacy and the continued hatred and violence against black youth. I want to once again reiterate the site of the protest this Saturday down in Valdosta, Georgia, which is the Academy of Excellence at 1619 North Lee Street in Valdosta, Georgia. That's the Academy of Excellence, 1619 North Lee Street, Valdosta, Georgia. And for all those who will not be able to be down here to protest and rally with the family and the New Black Panther Party, the protest efforts will be covered by Hip Hop Inquirer magazine. So, black family, we are standing on truth, and we have said here tonight on Black Power Radio that we will not rest until we have justice for Kendra Johnson, and we will not acquiesce and we will not kowtow to the lies and the ridiculous infringement of our intelligence by the Lowndes County Sheriff's Department and Lowndes County High School. So this is a word to all you devils and all you perpetrators of white supremacy down in Valdosta, Georgia. Y'all have really messed up because y'all about to meet the Supreme Queen, Deputy National Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party. And I'm telling you, I'm coming to brain and pain and bring some hell down on y'all ass until y'all give us the answers concerning the death of 17-year-old Kendra Johnson. Black power, mighty black power salutes, is way laid through, hotep, and all power to the people, black family.
Black power, that's our Sister Queen, Commander Nadia Shakur, Deputy National Field Marshal, making it plain. Please join with her and the troops as she leads the charge like Queen Nzinga going into Valdosta, there in that area, to bring justice for Brother Kendrick Johnson. And again, don't y'all do us like they did Huey Newton them and a little Bobby Hutton when they were investigating for Denzel Dow. Don't y'all do us like that and just watch them investigate and watch them do all the work and just, you know, they sat back on the sidelines and kind of just watched them do what they do. No, we're a community. The New Black Panther Party has taken up the vanguard position, which is the first position, the flank, the front rank position. We're out front. We're the ones that's going to take the heat. So, you know, you can say, well, the New Black Panther Party did it. You know, you can hide behind us in that sense. But we need your support. We need this to be a mass movement for Kendrick Johnson, who was found dead at Lowndes High School, a basketball player, football player, star athlete, 17 years old, who was found lodged up inside of a roll of mats upside down. And that is the proper description to give it. Lodged inside a roll of wrestling mats upside down. Body found in the high school's old gym, okay, in the old gym. And authorities have said no foul play is suspected. Autopsy done, and autopsy claims no signs of struggle. But we know from historical reference that the autopsy can be altered. It can't be. Person doing the autopsy can be pressured to put specific things on the paper to make the investigation go away. Okay, look it up. All right, so we're going into Valdosta, and we're going to secure justice for our brother, and we're going to put our necks on the line. All right, and so we need your support. The website is newblackpanther.com. Our official email is nbpphq@yahoo.com. If you have any information that can help us with Brother Kendrick Johnson, who was found dead, or if you know of any other situations like this in your city where young black males or females, something has happened to them and the police refuse to push the investigation, or local authorities refuse to push it, and they're trying to cover it up like they did our young brother Trayvon Martin, and like they try to do Trayvon Martin, like they are trying to do brother Kendrick Johnson. And I'm your brother and host, your soldier, and I'm Sean Kwali, and I'm thankful for you listening once again to us here on Black Power Radio. And remember, we have to push, and we have to sound the alarm that the black life is under attack everywhere in America. And if the black community does not stand up for itself, and if we do not take personal charge of our community, more atrocities will happen to our people, and ultimately more can happen to us. We believe in self-defense, peace when possible, violence if necessary. We must defend ourselves by any means necessary. Black power to black people, all power to the people. And remember, if black people are not free, there is nobody free. Black power.
Nobody even know how hard it is being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we be riding hard in our six wheels, we knowing the pain we can cause. In this white man's world, this white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all this. I'm just saying this white man's world. So, yeah, for all those times that I messed up.
Sister got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' pictures. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kind of suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Twist the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I had to beg a bottle. Reading love letters late night, locked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive their mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the wall.